Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parshat Vayikel, Exodus 35, 1 through 38, 20, the center of our faith. 10 chapters previously, God told Moses exactly what was needed for the construction of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. He gave him details about each item that he alone heard. The general details Moses wrote down into what we know as the Torah, and the more intricate details were given to Bezalel and Oholiab orally, so that they could create them exactly how they had been revealed to Moses. When Moses gave the children of Israel a list of everything that would be needed to create the earthly abode for the Most High God, they contributed willingly and brought these items to Moses in excess. Of all the furnishings of the tabernacle that were constructed for use within its boundaries of holiness, the Aron Kodesh, or the Holy Ark, was the holiest. How do we know? Because it was the only thing that resided inside the Holy of Holies. The Ark itself was not that spectacular. It was a box made out of wood that had gold on the inside and the outside. The description we are given of its covering, however, is stunning. And he made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered work on the 2 ends out of the mercy seat. 1 cherub on the one end and 1 cherub on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat, he made the cherubim on its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces one to another. Toward the mercy seat were the faces of the cherubim. Exodus 37, 7 through 9. As we just stated, the Holy Ark was the holiest object in the tabernacle. But why? In ancient cultures, covenants were big deals. When one nation made a covenant with another nation, they would write up the covenant agreement and give each party a copy. The covenant would be placed in a safe place, usually in some type of ark, to remind the parties of the covenantal obligations to one another. When God gave Moses the tablets inscribed with the 10 Commandments, he told Moses to put them into an ark, but not just any ark. God gave Moses explicit instructions on how the ark was to be made, where it should be kept, and how it would function in the religious ceremonies within the tabernacle. Because a special container housed and protected the covenant between God and Israel, it was a constant reminder of Israel's obligation to live a certain way as God's chosen people. Since this ark contained a covenant between God and the children of Israel, however, it had a special significance that other arks did not have. It was at the very center of the entire religious experience of Israel. Throughout the book of Leviticus, and even into Numbers, the Kohanim are instructed to sprinkle the blood of certain offerings on the curtain of the tabernacle toward the ark residing in the Holy of Holies. One day a year, the Kohen Gadol, that's the high priest, would burn incense directly in front of the ark within the Holy of Holies so that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is over the testimony so that he does not die, and he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the front of the mercy seat on the east side, and in front of the mercy seat he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger 7 times. Leviticus 16, 13-14. It seems counterintuitive, however, that this holy object would not be displayed prominently to remind the children of Israel of their obligation to the Lord. But if we think of the tabernacle as a living organism, it's striking to realize that the covenant was stored in its very heart. The center of the Jewish faith was their covenant with God. Maybe the psalmist was making an allusion to this when he wrote, "I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119:11. The hope of the new covenant is that one day the requirements of the covenant will be written on the hearts of all Israel. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days," declares the Lord. "I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Jeremiah 31:33. John, the beloved disciple of our Master, longed for his disciples to begin living in this future reality during his day. He wrote, And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him, truly the love of God is perfected. By this we know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. 1 John 2, 3-6. Our faith and practice should always go back to the Torah, because the Torah is at the very center, the very heart of everything that God desires to do in his people. If we claim to know Yeshua, the Torah should be at the very center of our faith, just as it was to the tabernacle of old.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.